Prentice was examining his complexion by the unforgiving light of the fluorescent bar over the washbasin. In the magnifying mirror, his skin looked like a grayish, crater-pocked plain, not much different from the surface of the wastelands stretching in every direction around the Algol. The sore on which he was currently concentrating looked like an erupting volcano.
"Who be for me?"
Prentice bawled, although he had a pretty good idea.
"Finley Otago."
"Walk in, Finley."
Never taking his eyes from the mirror, his fingers closing in on the sides of the infected pimple looked huge. They applied pressure. Finley crossed Prentice's office and stood in the bathroom door. He had to bend slightly in order to look in. He stood over 7 feet, very tall even for a Taheen.
"Back from the station like I was never gone," said Finley.
Like most of the Taheen, his speaking voice reeled wildly back and forth between a yelp and a growl. To Pimley, they all sounded like the hybrids from H.G. Wells' The Island of Dr. Moreau, and he kept expecting them to break into a chorus of "Are We Not Men?" Finley had picked this out of his mind once and asked about it. Prentice had replied with complete honesty, knowing that in a society where low-grade telepathy was the rule, honesty was ever the best policy. The only policy when dealing with the Taheen. Besides, he liked Finley Otago.
"Back from the station, good," Pimley said. "And what did you find?"
"A maintenance drone. Looks like it went rogue on the Arc 16 side and—"
"Wait," Prentice said. If you will, thanks." Finley waited. Prentice leaned even closer toward the mirror, face frowning in concentration. The Master of Blue Heaven was tall himself, about 6'2", and possessed of an enormous sloping belly supported by long legs with slab thighs. He was balding and had the turnip nose of a veteran drinker. He looked perhaps 50. He felt like about 50, younger when he hadn't spent the previous night tossing them back with Finley and several of the Cantoy,